being on page 16. I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. Lovely, let's be tall in our seats, please, and we'll go from the beginning. Thanks, Graham. Much more rhythmically exciting. Okay, straight in. Off we go. The sense I have as you want to go, I wish, okay, I wish, okay, so a one, two.
I wish I knew how.
Okay. I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. Okay, so much more rhythm. Okay, off we go.
I wish I knew how it would feel to be free.
Good, and I hope what it is, lighten up a bit. At the moment, there's a risk that we go, I wish I knew how. Okay, how suddenly sounds very out of place. I wish. Casual. I knew how. And you howl. Let's sing that.
And you howl.
And you howl.
And you howl.
Make it bright. Use sparkly eyes. And you howl.
And you howl.
A wish from the top.
A wish. And you howl. It would feel to be free.
You know what the thing is with the howl? Is it feels like we're stopping. So it is if the phrase was, I wish I knew how. And that's the end of it, okay? The end of the phrase is free, okay? I wish I knew how it would feel. So if you make sure that in your mind the music is carrying on, that is not a place to stop and have a cup of tea, okay? Thank you. Would you play with us, please, James, now? Off we go.
I wish I knew how.
Difference. Did you feel it?
Yes.
It made me happy because I'm like that. Okay. And now, to be free. Big question, how do we make repeated notes exciting? A good question, particularly for tenors and altos. To be free. So there are lots of different ways we can do it. We can do it with a rhythm, we can do it with a text. So, to be free. Okay. And you're allowed in this piece to do slidey. Free. Free. To be free is not what we're after. Let's just do to be free.
To be free.
That was nice. Tenors. Tenors. Collectively, you were excellent. Brilliant. I wish. Off we go.
I wish I knew how. Yeah.
I'm still feeling like we're going, I knew how. I knew how. It would feel. Music doesn't stop. Music gets a little two bars in, please, James. For the whole wide world, and the world is coming on the beat. Do you want it to come before? For the whole wide world. Okay, let's try it. A one, two.
For the whole wide world to hear.
Can you just stop on the world? Can't do it. Can you stop on the word world, please? For the whole wide world. Okay, a one, two.
For the whole wide world.
That was it. Now the whole phrase. A one, two.
For the whole wide world to hear.
Brilliant. Nailed it. Now, could you play? Away from the world, okay? One more time. Oh, one, two.
For the whole wide world to hear.
Brilliant, and together, thank you. Oh, one, two.
For the whole wide world to hear.
Again.
For the whole wide world to hear.
Last time.
For the whole wide world to hear.
Brilliant. Let's go from the bottom of 17, please. When I wish. Oh, one, two.
When I wish, I could say.
There's a risk. You know how we had, I knew how, but how sounds a bit kind of unloved, okay? Same risk. Well, I wish I could say. And it's partly about going low in your voice. It's partly about having a breath start in ease. And it's partly about the vowel just being a little bit, how should we put it, droopy. Okay, so, well, I wish I could say. So air, air. A little bit more air in the sound to keep everything really buoyant. Let's stand up, please. Two bars before you begin singing, please. Thank you. Think about being even more emphatic with the rhythm. So, to be free, not to be free. Yeah, so make everything a little bit shorter. And when you're singing a short note, really lighten it to the end. Let's do the same one more time, please. Around on the podium. And I think it's that sort of vibe that we got with the Christmas concert where I'm just like boogieing about. The reason I'm boogieing about is because I want you to boogie about as well, and that's the thing that you do really brilliantly. And the other thing that lots of people said is, I think So Vocal had the most fun. Yes, we did. So I just would encourage you, even when we're in the learning process, you're allowed to have fun and be joyful about all of this. And I really couldn't care less if anyone sings a wrong note. I was about to say right note. I couldn't care less if anyone sings a wrong note. That's why we're here to learn it. But when we get that vibe, it sort of feels really special. So it's great. Let's move on, please, from the bottom of page 18. Little reminder here, on the top line, we have sopranos at the top, alto in the middle, and tenors at the bottom. Okay. Shall we start with that, actually? Shall we see how much we can remember? Sopranos, altos, and tenors alone. This is bar 25.
Oh,
indeed, let's go now from the beginning and go into that section. Did you follow? Very beginning.
I wish I could be like a glory to be.
Lovely, Lovely, let's just repeat that, please. And I wish, oh, one, two. And I wish I could live like I'm longing to live.
Thank you.
We're just going to do one time from the beginning to that, and then we're going to move on. That's it for the very, very beginning this time. Identical phrases, okay? Everyone sing the melody, please. slightly another story. It's really moving, okay? Lovely, let's have another word, river. We need to be very careful. Going, there's a river flowing in my heart. There's a river. Okay, river, okay? River. You think of the as being a not an yeah? We have to do, there's a river. A bit more R in the sound, okay?
There's a river flowing in my heart.
Say heart.
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 Heart. Heart. Can I just hear the sopranos and altos? Heart.
Heart.
Yeah, so let's see if it's really buoyant. Heart.
Heart.
Okay, the tones and basses do the same. Heart.
Heart.
Okay, I'm hearing a bit of in the sound. Heart. Yeah. Heart. Let's just sing art, please. Art. Okay.
Heart.
Okay, so what we're doing is we're starting off here and then we're slightly letting it sink, okay? Don't push too hard. If we push too hard, we're going, heart. Yeah. Heart. A little bit more air in the sound.
Heart.
Better. Let's try everyone together from with the rest of the phrase. There's a two. Ah.
There's a river flowing in my heart. There's a river flowing in my heart. And it's telling me.
Good. That was really interesting because the first heart felt a little bit squishy. Nobody wants, well, I suppose we all have squishy hearts, but anyway, aside from it. The second one, when we were growing, it felt like it was really buoyant and exciting. Growing in my heart! It got really exciting. So can you keep the idea of that excitement on the first heart without getting louder? Flowing in my heart. Keep it moving. Do wiggly fingers, do arms, do something, but don't be static on it, okay?
It's a river flowing in my heart. There's a river flowing in my heart. And it's telling me I am somebody. There's a river flowing in my heart.
Beautiful. Now the third phrase. And it's telling me I am. Let's try not to breathe in the middle, because we would never say, and it's telling me I am somebody. And it's telling me I am. And me, do you want me to put little scoops in? Me, I am somebody. Okay. And two, go.
And it's telling me.
beautiful. Can I just hear tenors and basses now, please? Yeah, so basses, when your second phrase. My heart. So that's where you can heart, my heart. You can really kind of lead the growth there. Okay. Tenors and basses. Can we just go for top line, James? The heart, my heart bit in the second phrase.
My heart, and it's telling.
So no breath there. Lovely. Let's get everyone, please. But this time there's a river flowing in my mind.
Thank you. got sent to the temple, I said, just hold it to it.
Thank you.
bird, please. Remember this, these did start with us a few weeks ago. Okay. So we'll do what we did before to recap everything we touched on a few weeks ago, James. If we start on page 4. James, could you just please play the bass part from Blackbird Singing in the Dead? Let's give a world basis. This is the fifth bar of page 4. Here we go, ready, and...
You were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
your decision. You were only waiting. What it is, you were only waiting. First try, off we go.
You were only waiting for this moment to arise.
Good, so we're going to go from page 4. We're all going to sing the melody until we get to the bottom of page 5, at which point we'll go into our part. And basically, we've covered yours, so if you want to sing your part throughout, please do. Blackbird, off we go.
Blackbird, sing in the night.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. altos and sopranos. Deck of nines. Okay, let's try it. Bottom of nine. Off we go.
Blackbird, songbird,
page 13. Just the basis, please. Blackbird in
the middle of night. Blackbird singing in the middle of night. Blackbird singing in the middle of night.
I'm afraid you fell right down the bear trap. Okay. So if you look at page 14, the fourth bar of 14, you have Blackbird singing in the dead of night, Blackbird singing in the dead of night. So you don't have a gap there. Let's see that whole thing basis. Bottom of page 13.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night, Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Two times, okay. So this is the last two bars of page 13, tenors. Off we go.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
So, you have number one, gap, and then you don't come in at the beginning of the bar. So if you listen to, this is, let's see, page 14, James Brown will demonstrate from the third bar of page 14.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Okay, so there's just one beat. Let's just do from there. This is the third bar of 14. Three, and...
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
What?
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Brilliant. Tenors and basses together, please. This is the bottom system of page 13.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
But we shan't. Very, very nice. As in altos, if you turn to page 14.
You're rolling.
A slightly alternative version. You could just play it across your feet.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Now, sopranos.
If we look at page 13, the fourth bar from flat, that's a one. But not that tempo.
Page 13, fourth bar. So this is where sopranos start. Blackbird! Basses. Blackbird singing the devil. Yeah, okay. Let's try it.
Blackbird singing the devil. Blackbird singing the devil. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
Sorry.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night.
I think you gave you some misinformation, okay? So you want to wait for the tenor. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. You're on the way. Okay. Here we go. Thank you. basis all your life. Let's try that moment. This is three bars from the end of page 12, where we all sing all your life together.
Here we go.